Welcome to the Left Hand Backhand Podcast, episode 36,
Three
I
six,
believe.
baby.
36. It is how you say we doing French accents right before the
Oh, it is how
recording.
you say it has been a hiatus since we have last recorded.
Has been say how you say Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving always when you do give the thanks for the very many things that you have.
And you Americans eat the turkey. And this
With this
stuffing,
stuffing, even though you are filled with stuffing in your belly
this, you
anyway.
are so fat, you are filled with stuffing.
Fat Americans just living in your own filth.
Though I will say, I do like the mashed potatoes.
Oh, mashed potatoes with the gravy.
No gravy
Oh,
for me.
c'est magnifique,
But,
man.
like the chocolate desserts, not the pumpkin
Oh,
pies.
not the pie, more like
Not.
Wembenyama.
Not the pumpkin pies, but more like the French fries.
The French fry and the
Or
cream
how we say
pie.
in my country, just the fries.
If you're French and you're listening to this, don't be offended. It is the highest honor we're paying you by
Although we
doing
aren't making fun of Rudy Gobert, not even making fun of his accent, just making fun of him as a person, just in general. Shoot, that's funny.
Yeah, that was good. That's actually one of the better accents that I feel like I can do is a French accent.
Dude, I didn't
More
even
other
know I
ones, it's
could until we just started
You go into your you get your
speaking it.
Russian, you get your New York, you get your French, and an Indian, but we won't do that one on here.
Well, yes,
We'll
that's a little bit
refrain.
too
We'll
direct,
refrain.
directly offensive.
That's right.
Speaking of accents, and happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Oh,
Sorry, from the
yes.
left-hand backhand team, we did not drop an episode last week because we have just frankly been busy boys. So,
Been a lot.
last week for Thanksgiving out to Idaho, one of the best Thanksgivings I can remember. We didn't have like any
Well,
fighting
what was
or
the one before that?
backbiting. What?
What was your favorite before that?
I don't know.
Any in recent memory? Maybe when I freaking visited and we played foosball.
No, that was not my favorite Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Just kidding.
We literally went and ate
Jeff
at
did
one of your
accompany
favorite
me
seafood
to.
places.
Oh yes,
Remember that?
well,
Remember
I
we went to
wouldn't
that?
even say it's my favorite seafood place. It's more nostalgic than anything else. You know what I mean?
It was really good, and that's where I got my apartment where I rented it with Devin, and now I got a call while we were eating there, and I was like, "Hey, we can get this for $600 a month if we rent now." And he was like, "Okay,"
600 a person?
or 600, yeah, 600 a person for the whole semester. And
Freaking
so I
A,
was
dude. That's
because
nuts.
they were knocking it down once the
Well,
semester was over.
knocking
So
on
like,
heaven's
okay,
door.
well, knocking on wood.
Yeah. Well, Elijah would.
Well, Christian would.
Well, Christian Bale.
Well, no, I don't want
Baylor.
to
I
compare.
hardly know her. It
No,
was
yeah,
right
no,
there. It was
that was
right there.
beautiful.
But no, Thanksgiving was like one of the best things we ever had. And we had a father and I believe three sons of refugees from Venezuela.
Wow,
And
what?
yeah, so
At your house?
at my sister's house. Yeah. So, well,
Oh,
they weren't staying there.
Tiffany.
They just came over, Shelby. They came over
Oh,
for
Shelby.
Thanksgiving dinner. And they are, because Shelby and Derek are in the Spanish branch of their ward or their area. And so they had these Venezuelans who are literally here as refugees. Because they're just trying to work and make money to get their family safe in America. It's crazy. So very, very
Wow.
humbling, really, really actually spiritual Thanksgiving, like literally the best Thanksgiving I can remember, just in terms of like we just had fun. It was very low key, but also Thanksgiving itself was just really enjoyable, really peaceful, spiritual. And Bentley and I were saying as many Spanish phrases as we could say because they don't speak any English at all. And my brother-in-law was translating, or we were
None.
talking to Google Translate. Yeah. So
Wow.
we would use the words that we knew. And surprisingly, there was a lot more communication than I thought there would be.
A lot of hand
And
gestures.
no, just like little words and phrases in Spanish. It was really cool. So
You're like
I was
chicharrones.
like, ¿cómo te llama?
¿Cómo te llama? You were saying like,
Say, mi casa es
Nicaragua.
su casa.
You're saying Gesundheit. Wait.
A muy bueno Luka Doncic,
Lucas. I
because they were
was
going to
saying
see, they went to
Manu
go see the
Ginobili.
Jazz Mavs game down in Salt Lake the
Oh.
next day. And so they were
Oh.
asking about players, and I said, Klay Thompson, one of the Splash Hermanos. And they're, oh,
Splash
Splasher, they're Splash
Hermanos.
Hermano, Klay Thompson. And I was like, yeah,
They did not.
exactly.
They did
They straight
not.
up did. It was so
They know what
cool.
that is? That's crazy.
Yeah, so
Splash Hermano.
they were asking questions about basketball. It was really cool. So like one of the best Thanksgivings I've ever had, seriously. So really fun.
That's crazy.
And Jeff, I didn't hear about your Thanksgiving, but
Well, it's a very good
there is
Thanksgiving.
other news.
Not sure. Let me see if I can scrounge it up. I'm pregnant.
I know that kind of sounds like a joke, but
Wow, we actually
legitimately,
are.
Jeff and Emily are
We are Prego
April.
with our first ego. Yes, in April.
Is so
Le
cool.
Lego my ego. We are so excited. So we know the gender. We will be announcing it
You know the gender.
soonish. Yes, we know the
Emily
gender.
does not.
No, Emily has no idea.
So drop in the comments, boy or girl, or the baby doesn't want to identify.
Yeah. Could be. We want to let the baby decide.
I mean, I'm going
Yeah.
to project what I want the baby to be, regardless of whatever
Hey.
parts it comes out with. I'm going to project
Hey,
it, but.
no violence. Stop projecting.
Well,
Okay.
that's a projectile.
Well, hey, baby lives matter. Okay. BLM.
Yes, they do.
Wait, is that what that stands for? Baby lives matter? Probably not.
Your boy also got a haircut.
You did.
So
Look at it.
I'm not I don't have as much of a big bush back here, a little bit.
It's honestly pretty solid right now. You know, I can manage that. That
Clean.
looks decent. It
Yeah.
doesn't look too like a raccoon's tail. It doesn't look like a big bushel of baskets.
Don't talk about my
And
bush.
even I got a little haircut because I had this giant cowlick right here in the corner, and it was bothering me. And so it's just now it's a lot tinier.
Looks good. Tell us
So
about your Thanksgiving. What'd you guys do?
we were gonna have a big thing with family, like 45 from Emily's side. There was tons of people coming from out of
45?
town. Yeah, huge. But then I guess some of them got sick, and they weren't sure if it was COVID or not. And then they were hanging out with Emily's grandma, who then also would have been there. And Emily's mom has been going through some health stuff, and she's really susceptible to catching any sort of cold or flu. So they don't want her to be around people that are potentially sick. So we just avoided it altogether. Went and hung out with them. It was just us, like immediate family. Ate lasagna, a lot of pecan pie from Costco.
Did you know who couldn't catch a cold?
Who?
Quentin Johnson.
He could never get sick.
No, did you see the game that they played last week? Not against the Falcons, the week before that. Five targets, zero receptions,
Oh yeah. He couldn't catch anything. I saw
three
three of the
drops. Couldn't catch a
passes.
dadgum
Two of them,
cold.
I was like, they were in his hand. Like
Dude.
he both hands touched it, dropped
Yeah.
it.
Crazy.
I was shocked that they kept throwing it to him. Like, stop.
So
Get him out of the game.
bad. First round pick, baby.
Poor guy.
Speaking of NFL, decent transition. Gotta pause here a moment and boost myself up, also tear myself down. I said there would be no head coaches fired midseason. There's been several. So that was a big
You
fat
got a few.
flop.
Not even that. Also, a GM was fired. So we've had
Correct. Well, I didn't say
multiple
GM.
firings.
Yeah. So
Yeah. It's
Failed
been
that
bad.
one. Also said the Chiefs would go undefeated until the final week of the season. Failed that one. They lost to the Bills 2 weeks ago. However, my Josh Allen as MVP pick and my
Is
Saquon Barkley as
moving.
Offensive Player of the Year pick are both first in the DraftKings Sportsbook runnings right now.
You're very
So,
much alive for those. And
and
honestly,
the AFC
the
North,
Chiefs
all four
won.
teams getting in, that one's a flop because the Bengals and Browns both suck. But
Bengals.
my two big picks there are looking pretty good too. So
Yeah, and the Chiefs could have potentially had this. I mean, they lost to the best. I mean, the Bills are a team no one wants to play.
and the Chiefs have been playing
And
like doo-doo.
the Chiefs have been skating through some of these
They've
that
been
they should
playing like
maybe not have. If that even goes up, shut up. Can't even hear it. Nope, can't hear it. They have gotten away with quite a few close calls, namely the Broncos blocked kick, namely
More like the Raiders
some
dropped snap.
the raid of drop
They're
snap,
in
the
field goal range.
literally had it. The what else? The pass interference that was questionable, the non-pass interference call that was not called. There have been a few.
Isaiah Likely's toes being out of
Isaiah
bounds.
Likely's hoe blatantly blending in with the white or the dark. Like, that is just crazy how many instances that they've in one season that they have been able to get through.
That's what
So
happens when the Swifties join on board, man. You got so many prayers going up for Travis Kelce every week.
well, to be fair, I actually watched a movie with Emily on Netflix called it's the Chiefs football
The
Christmas
Hallmark
movie.
one?
Yeah.
Is it on Netflix?
It was on Peacock, maybe. I think
Oh.
it was on Peacock. It was
It's on
painful,
the
really
Hallmark
painful
channel.
to watch. It
Yeah.
hurt to watch. The acting was abhorrent.
But Andy
Donna
and Tammy Reed were
Kelsey
on it.
and Tammy Reid. Donna Kelsey was in it a few times.
Mama Kells.
Nicole Hardman was in it at part one point.
No
He's
way.
yeah, he's like he's talking about this cat that like it's called Patrick Mahomes. And it's a cat that they dress up like him, and he has all four of his rings, and he's like, yeah, I'm trying to get one more, so wear that hat so we can win another one.
That's
He's like, I gotta
funny.
add to the fifth finger and
Except
whatever. And then
he only has three.
oh yeah, no, he was just doing it like this then.
Trying
So
to
he
get a
wanted a
four.
fourth one. Yeah. And then there was like a
Can we just
defensive
pause
end
for a
or
second and recognize how crazy it is that Mahomes has three Super Bowl rings in 8 years?
and it could have been more.
Well,
Like that did that I mean
I mean,
against Tom Brady?
if they would have beat the Patriots, if D Ford didn't line up offsides,
Yeah.
I'm pretty confident that we would have beat the Rams. However, we got destroyed by the Buccaneers.
That was just
And
rough. That was one of his worst games of his career,
dude, it was
honestly.
one of Mahomes' best games of his career. If you watch the highlights of
Am I
Mahomes'
thinking
plays
I'm
in that
thinking am I
game,
thinking of the other one where he played Tom Brady and lost? In the
so they lost to the Patriots in the AFC Championship game because D Ford's
yeah
lined up offsides, and then it went to overtime. Patriots went down and scored a touchdown. And then
that's the
the
one I'm
Super
thinking of.
Bowl against the Buccaneers, again, Tom Brady. Mahomes was playing incredibly, but had backup starting left and right tackles. So he was missing both of his tackles, missing his left guard, and his receivers were dropping passes that were hitting them in the face. Mahomes literally threw a pass horizontal, and it
Oh,
hit
that's the play
on fourth down,
where he's falling down.
hit the running back on the 2-yard line in the face. It's crazy.
Who was
But
the running
Chiefs.
back?
I
Was it
believe that
McKinnon?
was Spencer Ware. No. That was not Spencer Ware. That was not Damian Williams. I can't remember. But anyways,
Not
no longer
memorable
in
enough.
KC, obviously.
Yeah. He said, sayonara.
Peace. Yeah. So anyways, Chiefs could have been closer to some other Super Bowls. I mean, the fact that they've won three is just incredible, and I'm not taking that for granted at all.
And they could win a fourth right now, three-peat.
The
Insane.
three-peat would be insane, brother. I'm not expecting it because the Chiefs are playing so bad right now, but
That you're like, it could
there's
just
still a
take
lot of
one
season
bad
left to turn it
postseason game.
around. Or it
They've been
could.
playing
They've been
better
winning. They've
since.
won 11 games and they played like doo-doo, and all they gotta do is just like play good and get hot at the right time.
And they've
So
played, and Mahomes has played a lot better since they've acquired D-Hop. So like,
that's true. And
he's
we're
improved.
potentially getting Hollywood Brown back, which will be
Is
huge.
Rasheed gonna come back by the end of
No.
the season, or he's out for the whole season?
He's out.
Dang, I thought he was maybe
I
gonna.
think Hollywood Brown will be back though.
I just don't trust Hollywood.
Well, it's at
Rasheed
least
was
another deep
literally
threat.
speeding. He was a
Yeah, he could be
speed
back
demon.
before the playoffs. So, shoulder nearing return, could play by end of regular season. What?
Said Rashid, dude, he might speed back from recovery. You know what I
Dude,
mean?
he is so fast. Actually, what's funny is that he's not that fast physically, but he drives real fast.
Yeah, and also he's got really quick
Drive fast
routes.
and leave a sexy corpse. That's my motto.
Wait, is that Stanley?
That is Stanley. Good
Nice, nice. Thank you,
job.
thank you.
That's Florida
Well, I
Steve.
know we just got very off topic, but do you have a Q-tip for us?
do have a Q-tip. It's gonna get us even more off the
Oh,
rails. Are you ready? Oh man. Okay, so this is, I think, a very fun question, but it might be a little bit too long of a question. So should we go shorter then?
let's go shorter. We've already
Okay.
spent a lot of time
Yeah. Okay.
off topic.
Yeah. What reality TV show or reality type TV show would you do best on? And also, would you want to be on?
Type of reality TV show would I do best on?
Yeah,
Well,
like what do you, what
gosh.
would you want to be on? And then what do you think you would be most successful on?
Dude, I would have loved. I mean, wow, there's so many
'Cause
options.
like everybody wants to be good at Survivor. I think I'd be terrible at Survivor.
Yeah, I wouldn't be good at it at all. Like,
Yeah.
it would be really, I would really suck at it. Even with some of the fun things to do, I just feel like
The
the
challenges, I feel like I might do
you have to
okay, but
backstab
like
people and like the.
the
There's so many little things you
politics,
have to do.
man.
I can't deal with the politics.
The
That's cars, isn't it?
drama.
The politics, man. Some car humor.
Respect the classics, man.
Respect the classics.
Tendrix.
I really loved Joe versus Bro versus Joe or Joe versus.
I don't know that one.
You don't remember? No, you. It's the sports one.
I don't know
Whereas Pro versus Joe. And they put like an average Joe guy who thought he could compete against some of these football players,
Pros
basketball players,
versus
tennis players.
Joes.
And they used to, and they would put him up against different tasks and they'd have to try to like accomplish it. Not even the same task, like a
2006. I
work.
don't remember this. 2006 or
Dude,
2010. Michael
this was
Strahan
an
and Jake
insane show.
Glazer.
It was so fun, dude. They
Would have
had
been
some
better if it was
big
Nikki
names.
Glazer.
Well, she would have roasted you.
Well, Glazer, I hardly know her.
What? Well, the Portland Glazers.
Well, the Rip City Remix.
That show would have been really fun to be on, but that's like a short term. If I'm thinking of a show that's like a whole season, then probably like The Bachelor, just 'cause that would have
Yeah.
been fun. Yeah, dude, one time on The Bachelor, the people who go on that show don't
Oh,
become
I was gonna say
famous
The
after
Bachelor, The
for anything.
Bachelorette.
No, The
Because I
Bachelor.
could not do The Bachelorette, where
No,
there's
that's
a bunch
horrible.
of dudes. No way.
Yeah, I don't want some sausage fun. Like that's crazy. I'm getting out, get me out of there. I'm all about the, if I
No.
was single, dude, yeah. And then you get famous after. Like all these dudes who are on, even if they didn't end up with the person, they go on the podcast, they do all like they are all over the place.
It's disgusting. I hate it.
It's horrible, but that's the one. If I'm searching for that, fame, fortune, that's the one that's gonna.
I think that I would do best on The Amazing Race.
One would be fun and also terrifying.
So my sister Shelby and I have always said that if like we could, we would apply to The Amazing Race together because I'm the navigator and like the puzzle solver. And she's very logical and just like understands things and like figures out patterns quickly. Like she's very good at that type of stuff. Like she's 50 times better at the connections than I am. And just
He's just really quick.
knows things, is very resourceful, is fearless. So we've always said that we would be a good team because she's geographically challenged and I'm a very good navigator. So I thought that would
You're a
be.
Lincoln. You're a Lincoln Navigator.
Yeah, I am.
Get it? Nice little
So,
car.
yeah, that's the Q-tip of the week. Reality TV type shows. That came about because I watched half a season of Love is Blind, and it was so painful. Have you seen Love is Blind?
Would never watch Love is Blind in the history of watching TV. Like,
It's
there's no way.
so
There's
painful,
no
dude.
way. There's no way I could, you could force me to watch that. It
Yeah,
just sounds like,
it's.
it sounds like I'm going to lose brain cells every second that I'm
I was
witness
mostly
to it.
playing games on my phone while it was on, but
Oh, I can't believe you even sit through listening to them.
yeah.
Oh, it hurts.
It was painful. So that just spurned the question. And do you have a stat of the week for us?
Crazy fun fact. Still on the football kick. I'm just loving that. I'm sad that BYU didn't make the college football playoffs. It kind of blew it. Had their
Boo hoo. Boo. Who?
Oh,
The
that's
Grinch.
no. I was thinking, no. What am I thinking? I was thinking Nightmare Before Christmas, but that's I'm thinking of a different part of it.
Nope, never seen it.
Crazy fact about football. Never knew this. President Teddy Roosevelt wanted to ensure that there was more player safety back in the day. So he warned that he would ban football unless they had more player safety. So in response, the rules committee that was kind of in charge of that revised and introduced the forward pass. According to the new change back then, if you had an incomplete forward pass, it costs you a 15-yard penalty if you
What?
had it. So they introduced it as an option so that there would be a little bit safer for the players and not just be running the ball the whole time. Crazy, right?
Neutral zone, first down, forward pass, fourth down. And eliminated excessive roughness. What?
So he was going to ban football unless they changed it for player safety. So you can thank Teddy Roosevelt, the football's still around.
Dude, what the
It wouldn't have
heck?
made it. It wouldn't have survived.
This guy is crazy. He died in 1919. He was only 60 when he died.
Teddy Roosevelt, yeah, he was crazy. Named
Dadgum.
after his grandpa Theodore.
And Robin Williams did an amazing job playing him as a character.
He did. He did do a good
He
job.
did. He did. Well, that's a great stat.
It was his last role, actually. It was Nightmare Night at the Museum, the
Was
third
it
one.
really?
I think the third one was his last ever role in
Oh,
the
third
movie.
one. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Huh. Cool. Well, I got a segment for us. Art thou ready?
Yeah. I am ready.
Okay. You are going to guess the top 10 of a basketball stat, and you have 5 lives to get all top 10. This is the players with the top 10 dunks of all time. Top 10 dunkers, like number of dunks.
Who has had the most dunks?
Yes. So can you give me 1 through 10 of the players with the top 10 dunks of all time?
And I have 5 lives. Okay.
You have 5 lives, so you have a lot of lives. And
Yeah.
I will give you 3 hints because this is a difficult list.
There's going to be some on there that I'm, yeah, are going to be
Yep,
harder to know than
so
others.
tell me every time you want a hint.
Okay. I get 3 of them. Let's start out with the easiest one. Let's start out with Shaquille O'Neal, Shaq.
Shaq is at number 2. Correct. Good job.
Number 2. All right. Love me a good Shaq stat. I'm going to say, I'm going to stick with my, especially long term, I'm going to go with LeBron.
LeBron is at number 4. Very good.
Yeah, I figured with how long he's been in the league, that's got to be up there.
Yeah.
LeBron is up there. Let's continue with maybe someone else who should be up there, who's in the league for quite a while. This one could be outside the top 10, but I know he dunked a lot for the time period, and that's David Robinson.
That is your first life
Wow, he didn't
lost.
make it. Okay. Okay.
We need a buzzer sound.
When did they start recording the stats for this?
That's a great
That
question.
does make a difference. Like, how far back is this going? Does this go back to like olden days? Like old
Let's see.
ABA
Oh,
NBA, or is
okay.
this?
The NBA only started recording dunk stats in 1996.
96?
So Shaq's first 4 seasons of dunks don't count.
And he's still number 2.
And he's still number 2.
Okay, well that narrows it down a lot because
It does.
that's a lot of people that I would have thought would have dunked it
They
in the
said that
80s and
Jack
90s.
that they said that Shaq had 322 dunks in his rookie season alone.
Oh my goodness.
It's a
Okay.
lot.
Yeah.
But they didn't
That
track
is
it as a
quite a bit.
stat, so they don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Let me go with else that's been that was in the league a long time.
I'll give you a hint. You know all of
Yeah,
these
let's go with hint.
players.
That's a hint.
So this is not like one of your hints, but you do
Okay.
know all of these players. Like, I know for a
Yeah.
fact that you know all of them and have watched them play.
Yeah. Well, give me my first real hint.
Your first real hint is one, two. There's only two and a half current players left. You already got LeBron, so three and a half.
Current players left on the list.
And the half is like
Okay.
he was in the league. He's maybe not currently, but he might still be. He's like a free agent.
Okay, that makes sense. All right. I'm gonna go with Dwight Howard.
I lied. He's active.
Dwight Howard, is he on the list?
Dwight Howard is number one.
He is number one.
Number one, dude.
Dwight Howard, I was like, I've had it in the back of my head after I said Shaq. I was like, it feels like he should be, but I just don't know how many were recorded on that. But Dwight Howard has a crazy amount.
Yeah.
Since they were recorded. Man, there's gonna be a lot.
Yeah, I was very surprised to hear that he was number one.
Okay. So I've got three down.
You've got one, two, and four.
One, two, and four right now. Okay, good to know that I'm near the top of who I expecting to be near the
Yeah.
top.
You'll want to save your hints for some of the later names.
Yeah, I feel like I'll know them, but I don't know that they'd be near the top. They were started in 96. Give me another hint.
Dude. Okay. Two of these players were teammates of Steve Nash at the same
Okay.
time.
Okay, Amari Stoudemire.
Is number
That's
eight.
one. That's number eight. Okay. And at the same time.
So
Okay.
go back to that Suns team.
Yeah. Okay, I'll keep that in the back of my head while I think about it. Because he's probably later in on the list. Another player that's active that should be up there. I have a feeling that DeAndre Jordan's on this list.
He's number three, and
He is number
he's
three.
the active one that I wasn't sure if he was a free agent or not.
Yeah. Okay. Like
Yeah,
he's been
DeAndre
in a lot
Jordan,
of dunk.
number three. Crazy, right?
Wow. Yeah. So that's one, two, three,
Because
four,
pretty
and
much
five.
all of his points are dunks.
So I have what? One, two,
Three, four, and eight.
three, four, and eight. Oh, let's mix it up here.
Only
Let's
two more
look at
active players.
two more active players that could be on this list. Is Kobe on this list?
He is not.
Dang it. I thought
Less
maybe he'd be
dunks
10.
than you would have imagined.
I would have thought he had a lot,
Yeah. I
but
don't know
maybe
where he falls
it's,
on the list, but.
yeah, that'll be interesting to see. So that's my second out.
Yep. Second Life.
Okay.
Have a little heart tracker there at the bottom.
Oh my gosh, little video game hearts. Let's think back to a few other players that should be up there. You know what? I'm gonna go out on a limb. No, actually, I'm not gonna go that route. I feel like there's just too many other ones that should be there. I'm gonna go and say Tim Duncan.
Incorrect.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, that was a I
I'm
think he's
surprised that
I
he's
think he's like
not.
number 12.
That's really hard.
Somewhere close to that.
Okay. Well, that's my third out.
Yep, you have two more
Okay.
lives.
Gotta be Kevin Garnett then.
Not on the list.
Are you serious? What?
Yeah, you got two active players.
Yeah,
Both
I
are
do.
they're in like neighboring states almost. Yeah, no, they're in neighboring
Okay.
states in the north.
Okay.
Wait, I think.
Well, give me is that the last hint right there?
No, I'm just giving you another one for fun.
Okay, for funsies, because you don't want me to fail so early.
Correct.
It's tough, man. Some of these are tough.
Yes, the two active players that are left on your list are in neighboring states in the north?
That is tough.
North, like, I think North Central America.
What do you mean, North Central America?
Central America, go all the way up to the Canadian border.
So,
Then you can do it.
feels like, I don't know, it feels like you're baiting me to something I don't think is correct.
I'm baiting you
I
to
don't know.
this
He
on
isn't,
purpose.
he hasn't
Yes,
been in the
yes,
league long enough.
yes.
Rudy Gobert?
Rudy Gobert's number six.
No.
Yep.
He has not been in the league that long.
He has been, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Let's see. He's 32. He joined the Jazz in 2013. So 11 years, 12
Okay.
years.
Well, yeah, since they're tracking it that way, then yeah, he's gonna have a
Yeah.
big. Okay.
And Giannis joined the league same year.
Oh, that makes total sense though. Giannis, you spoiled it.
There you go, Giannis at number
Giannis.
seven.
And
The
Giannis. Oh.
that was my clue of think northern teams. Wisconsin and Minnesota right next to each other. They're the two active players left on this list.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, so
Well,
now you
that's
got
surprising.
five, nine, and 10 with one life left and two more hints. And one of your hints remaining that I gave you was that a teammate of Amar'e Stoudemire and Steve Nash.
So he was back in the
And he's
day.
it's the number 10 spot. I'll tell you that too.
It's then. No, he wasn't on that team at the same time. Did he play that much? Was it, I'm afraid. I'm afraid if I'm gonna get this wrong. Tyson Chandler.
Tyson Chandler,
It is?
not the player on the team that I'm talking about, but Tyson Chandler is number five.
Oh, what?
Yeah, crazy, right?
I'm
Okay.
so confused.
All right. So
That's who I was thinking of.
I'll give
Wait,
you another
wait.
hint. These two players are
He's
both.
number five?
Yeah.
How has Tyson Chandler had that many dunks?
Because that's all he did.
I guess.
Number nine and 10 are both small forwards.
And they're both not active.
Correct. And one of them was teammates with Steve Nash and Amar'e Stoudemire. Yep.
This.
This was the one I was most surprised about.
I'm so lost.
Do you want me to give you another hint?
I feel like,
You've
I
got
mean, there's another player that I want to say that's active, but I just don't know how he's not on the list.
no
There's
more
no
active
way.
players.
Okay. Well, yes, give me a mini hint. One more. No, you're lying.
Dead serious.
Sean Marion.
Sean Marion is number 10.
Sean Marion's number 10.
Yeah.
He's a small forward and he's the 10th most dunks since
Yep.
they've recorded the stat.
Yep.
Hey, I'm just gonna say this. How does Sean Marion have more dunks than like Anthony Davis?
It's a good question.
How is Anthony Davis not on this list? Because there's he
Well,
feel, it feels like he has way more dunks than Sean Marion would have. And Anthony Davis has been in the league a long time.
October 10th, 2024, BetMGM. Dwight Howard, Shaquille O'Neal, DeAndre Jordan, LeBron James, Tyson Chandler, Rudy Gobert, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Amar'e Stoudemire, blank, and Sean Marion with 1,482.
That's the full list. There's no
Dwight
extra
Howard,
people.
Dwight Howard almost 3,000 dunks.
Oh my goodness.
He is over 300 more than Shaq, but Shaq didn't have his first four seasons counted, so.
And Kevin Durant's not on this list either.
Correct.
And he's been in the league forever. I feel like he's had so many dunks. I don't know. Only they're tall guys.
Jeff, number 11, Anthony Davis.
Oh!
Number 12, JaVale. Oh, Anthony Davis is going to pass Sean Marion this season. So, as of
I think
October
Davis will
10th,
make the list.
he's probably past it now. Kevin
Oh.
Durant 12, JaVale McGee 13, Pau Gasol 14, Kevin Durant 15, Drummond 16, Kenyon Martin 17, Capella 18. That's surprising.
Wow.
Nene 19, Duncan 20, D Wade 21. This is the most surprising one to me. Blake Griffin at 22. I thought he would be much higher.
I thought of him when I thought of DeAndre Jordan, but I was like, I feel like he didn't dunk nearly as often for long enough.
Yeah. Josh
He
Smith
wasn't
at
in the league.
23, Rasheed Wallace at
Oh.
24, and Rudy Gay at 25.
Rudy Gay making the top 25? Wow.
This was August of 2023.
Well, man, this is really tough. And this guy's not in the league anymore. This is the last
Correct.
one, right? The
Yep, the
which
last
spot?
one. This
Ninth
is your
spot?
nine spot. He's a
Not in the league anymore.
small
Ahead of Sean
forward.
Marion.
What?
Ahead of Sean Marion.
Yes, by like 20.
Oh, so just barely.
Yeah, like he will be passed up by other players here
Give me
soon.
this hint. How many teams did they play with? Is it a lot?
More than I know off the top of my head. Because that a lot of players, like once they get later in their career, they
So
kind of bounce
more
around a
than
little bit.
three. More than three.
But he had like two very iconic teams. I'm gonna look
Small
at his
forward.
teams. Yeah.
Small forward. Let's.
He's 6'6".
Does he have a championship?
Yes.
Multiple.
Yes.
Yes.
Let's see. One, two, three, four, five teams.
Okay, he's played for a lot.
One team was only for one season. Another team was for two. So he has like three main teams that he played
And
for.
he has multiple
Actually,
championships.
I lied. He has two main teams that he played for. But he played on one of them twice. That's not going to help you.
Yeah, I don't know what that
Yes,
means.
he has multiple NBA
Multiple.
championships.
So
And
he's been around a while.
do you
So
want your
that's
banger of a
eliminating.
clue?
This is, I thought I already ran out of clues.
I'm just going to give you another one unless you want to
Okay.
figure it out yourself.
I think I have an idea. I'm scared to say it, but I've been right about some of these. So
Trust your gut.
you said he had two iconic plays. I can only
Like
think of
iconic
one.
teams.
Oh, teams.
Yeah, like this player was known for playing on these two teams.
I know him from two teams. I remember him being on multiple
He
like others. I just don't remember. I don't remember what other teams there
he
were.
played on four different teams, one team twice, but two
I
teams that
only
he's
know the
known
two,
for.
but I remember. I just know he was on other teams before that. But
Yep.
the one that I
You know
know
who it
of, and
is.
he's
Say it.
it's multiple championships. Is
Yep,
it
it's him.
Iguodala?
It's Andre Iguodala.
Iguodala, dude.
Number nine.
Wow. He's the only
Congratulations,
one that
Jeff. You
fits, and he's
win.
been around a long time.
Yeah, he
I did get a
Philadelphia
lot of hints, a lot of hints.
04 to
Philly and
yeah.
OKC, or and
I
Golden
mean
State are the only two
getting
I know.
Amari Stoudemire, Iguodala, Sean Marion, Tyson Chandler, like those are tough names to just pull.
Well, Amari, you told me, and then you gave me the other hint of him being teammates with. That's really specific.
Well, and I gave you
Yeah, Sean Marion, you gave me the only person who does that besides Lonzo Ball.
Oh. Yeah, congratulations, Jeff. Yeah,
Wow,
so Iguodala
that hurt my brain.
played with the Sixers for 8 years, then the Nuggets for 1 year, then the Warriors for 6 years. No, 8 years, Philly, 1 year's Nuggets. 6 years Warriors, 2 years Heat, 2 years Warriors to retire.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And see, I didn't know that. Oh.
Yeah, ninth place,
Dude, it's the
Marius
only, he's
Odermeier.
the only, I just couldn't think of any others that could have been that many dunks that were tall like that for that long. But
Yeah.
dude, Andre Iguodala with seven, and JaVale McGee's right there too. He's been around for
Yeah.
a while.
So, yeah, good job. I thought that was a fun list.
Yeah. It would be so different if they took all
Correct, because then
sides,
you'd
but they,
probably
there's
have
no
like
way
Wilt
they could record that.
Chamberlain or somebody
They
else
can't
in
record.
there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Kareem, how many dunks do you think Kareem had?
Exactly.
A lot. And Shaq didn't even have 4 seasons. All
And if
right.
he would have had his one season, he would have been number one. But yeah, Dwight Howard is number one. It's crazy.
He was number one.
All right. You got a segment for us?
I do. Mine is geared more towards Christmas. Christmas. Yeah. This
That's
one's
like one
geared
of my
toward
favorite
Christmas.
scenes.
And I actually have this for you. Let's see if I can open this up here. This one was going to be a fun one. See my screen?
Ooh.
All right. We got a
Okay.
blind rank. Blind rank. And what we're going to do is we're going to blind rank, except you're going to put them where you would rank them. You just don't know what's next of
Right.
10 holiday traditions for
Okay.
Christmas. And you're gonna put them where you think they go based on what you like about them, and we'll see if your list turns out the way you want it to be. We'll see if it feels right by the end.
Let's
Okay.
go.
Okay. So number one for you to rank is building a gingerbread house.
See, my family, we did haunted gingerbread houses. We never really
Never did them
did
for Christmas?
Christmas. And based on some of the other things that I'm hoping are on this list, I'm gonna drop this down to number 7. I think that's a safe place for it. Because I think there's a few other things that I dislike more. And there's a lot more that I like.
Based on this list, you're just kind of giving a guess at it.
I'm just guessing.
Okay. This one, next one is watching Christmas movies.
Dude, that's
Are you gonna go for it, or are you gonna leave that spot open?
I'm gonna leave the one spot open for a little bit. We're gonna put that at 3.
Three?
Yep.
You really like it. What's your go-tos?
Home Alone, Elf, Christmas Carol, not Christmas Story, hate Christmas Story.
Doesn't
The
really feel that
Grinch,
much like Christmas.
obviously. The Grinch.
Obviously.
Obviously. Another family favorite is Miracle on 34th Street.
It's a good one. My dad loves what's it, the White Christmas movie?
With Bing Crosby.
It's a Wonderful Life. He
Oh, It's a
loves
Wonderful
that
Life's a good
movie.
one
He
too.
watches it.
But
He
yeah,
watches
White
it every
Christmas with
year.
Bing Crosby is a good one. And then we also just at Thanksgiving we watched the greatest Christmas pageant ever with
I want to watch that. I want to
it's
watch that.
so good. It
Wow.
was a great way to start off the holiday season and like just put you in the
You think Emily will like it? Very cool. That's
Like
all I
I'd
need then.
recommend it to anybody that loves Jesus.
Okay. Get you in the zone.
It's good.
Okay. That's
Based on a
those
true
are some
story,
good
too.
ones. Oh, okay. Where is it on Netflix?
It's in theaters right now.
Oh, okay. So I'll
We
stream
saw it
it
at the
illegally.
Blackfoot Movie Mill.
Blackfoot. Oh yeah, that's where you guys were.
Yeah, but the movie mill, not the movie theater.
The movie mill.
Yeah, it was good.
They hand cranked the movie as they did it.
Yeah, and there was a guy back there, and if he slowed down, it'd get all pixelated.
Yeah, that's fun.
No, not actually.
All right. Next one is exchanging gifts, like actually like the gift part of it.
Like Christmas Day.
Yeah, the Christmas Day gift section.
If you would have just put giving gifts, that would have been number one. I love giving gifts on
Yes, so
Christmas.
this is the gift exchange where
This
everyone's
is
doing the gifts and
exchanging.
you're all opening them and that whole section. With kids, it's different. It's also harder because you're like, well, you love watching your kids open gifts. So then
Yeah.
that like adds to it compared to
I
yourself.
like giving good gifts, and I only give my kids this. I don't know if this is controversial or not. I only give my kids three gifts on Christmas. To one,
Not
make it
that
not about the
crazy.
presents, but two, to make it like gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Like that's kind of the whole objective. So I do like a big, medium, and smaller gift for my kids,
Yeah.
just to try to keep it not commercialized, right? But I'm gonna put it at two because you said
Two.
exchanging, and I don't love getting gifts as much as I love
Yeah,
giving.
it's that whole thing where you're.
Right. If you would have just said giving, I would have been right there. But
Okay, this is really annoying me.
geez.
No. Oh well, I'm gonna
Oh.
leave it like that. Okay.
It's a 1B for me, I think.
1B. Okay. It's up there with the top things. All right. Next is going and looking at lights, whether it's like a neighborhood or a specific house,
Yeah,
but
I love
going and
that.
looking at Christmas
I
house.
love driving around finding the pretty neighborhoods with the cool lights and showing my daughters and seeing their faces glow. And we did it as a kid too. And I remember, especially living in the Northwest, it didn't snow all the time, right?
Yeah.
So I remember looking at our blue Pontiac Montana minivan and watching the little thermostat number in the top of the car. And every time it got down to like 33, I'd be like, yeah, come on, you can do it. You can get to 32.
Get
Because
cold enough
in my
just to
mind as a
snow.
young kid, I thought as soon as it hits 32, it's snowing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I always look forward to that. I'm going to put it at five.
5 to 5. It's a good spot, right in the middle. It's got its place. It's definitely fun.
And it's cost effective.
It is cost effective. All right, number next is baking Christmas cookies slash eating Christmas cookies with people.
Unfortunately, my Christmas cookie baking is limited to those little Pillsbury,
Those are
like
still fun.
pre-made. They're delicious, but like we
The
didn't
little
like make.
sugar cookies that are colored, like green or something. Yeah.
Yeah, they have trees or candy canes or whatever on them.
Yep. I like those.
I like them a lot. I'm gonna put it at six just because we never like made our own cookies for people, but we would do that and then we'd watch Christmas movies with it.
Good. Christmas cookies.
Christmas.
Okay, so you got the 1, 4, 8, 9, and 10. So you're gonna have to make some tough choices.
Yeah.
All right. Number three for you on this list that I have. Write a letter to Santa. So growing up or whatever.
We're gonna drop that to number 10.
Number 10. You
I'm
never wrote a
okay with
letter
that.
to Santa? You never said, "Hey, Santa."
Well, if
Never
I
liked that.
did, I never got what I asked for, so
Fortunately for you, you were a cool kid, so
yeah, I was a
you didn't get nothing.
COLE, like the dog.
A coal kid. All right. This one, we'll see where you put this. Decorating the Christmas tree.
I hate decorating the Christmas tree.
Oh, no way.
Mostly
That's
because
so
and
fun.
this might be different now in this new phase of life, right? But mostly I hated it because our tree was always ginormous and we had boxes and boxes and boxes of these delicate ornaments that we had to like pull out of their
Prison
boxes
bag.
and it's practically here.
Perfectly here.
And so we would have to be very delicate and just purposeful with our tree decorating. We always had sections of the trees. It just took like 2.5 days, it felt like. And I it was never my thing. That being said, I'm going to put it at 8. And I'm feeling pretty good with my list so far. Except for that, I don't know what could be at number one now. I'm like,
One,
I
four,
had.
and nine.
Yeah.
You don't know which one of these
Oh,
three things
no.
that are left.
I know. I have a guess
If it's still available,
as to
we'll
what you've
see.
got left on the list on this list.
Okay, we've got the next of the three things left is singing Christmas carols, whether you're out with family or in your house.
Nine.
Nine, you hate singing Christmas carols.
I love singing Christmas songs in church. Like I love singing those Christmas songs,
Your family never
but
walked around, did that?
no, caroling and being caroled to is so awkward. That
No,
was gonna
being carol
be,
too is worse than
that was
caroling.
why I was
Caroling's
gonna
easier
have it
because you're
at,
just like, it's quick and then you're with your family. Being carol
yeah.
too, you just walk up to the door and they're like, sleeping. And
And you're just
you're
standing there
like,
like,
all right,
oh.
so can I go back to watching Monday Night Football or
Exactly.
what can I? I'm just kind of interrupted
That's
here.
exactly it. So I had 9 or 10 saved for Christmas carols or for caroling because I like singing Christmas songs, but for caroling specifically. Well, carol is something
Caroling.
about the caroling.
Good quote.
Thanks.
Okay,
I didn't
top
think of
two
that.
that are
Okay.
left. This is, I mean, you've got a one and a four, so if it's a horrible thing, you're going to be kind of stuck with it. And my guess is you're not going to be happy about this. So,
No.
this one is wearing an ugly sweater, whether to a party or just
Oh,
around your family, wearing
fantastic.
this
That's
ugly Christmas
number
sweater.
four. That's a perfect
You
spot
do
for
that?
it. Yeah,
Really?
100%. I love ugly
I
sweaters.
think that's not your thing at all.
Dude, I have two ugly Christmas sweaters. They're fantastic.
Okay, well, now that that's out of the way, honestly, I think your list is going to be as good as you could have made it
Okay.
at this point. Because the last thing on the list is spending time with the people that you love, like actually hanging out with them,
Boom!
which should be most people's top two,
That is my number
if
one.
not, but that is.
Yep. That is
Which
amazing.
it should be. Very, very
Love it.
good. Very impressive, honestly, that you were able to
I was
craft that
halfway
list.
expecting the last like one or two to be like acting out the nativity.
That's not very many people do that.
Oh, we still, my family still does that.
You have a rare family because we don't do that.
My family's old school.
We read the Christmas story from the Bible on Christmas Eve and open one Christmas present, and that is always like
Jammies.
a funny shirt. It used to be pajamas, and then my dad started doing it where it was always like a shirt with a theme, and it was always like
Yeah.
some joke between us so that it was personalized, and we always had something like that, and we would wear that to
Nice.
sleep.
Yeah. No, this list
That was one
is
of ours.
so we would read
That's
the story
solid.
from the Bible, and then we have costumes that everyone would dress up in, and
Costumes
yeah.
for the
So
nativity.
I was usually either a shepherd or the donkey, or no, my sister was the
Or the
donkey,
sheep.
and I was,
Oh.
yeah, I was one of the farm animals.
Very,
Yeah.
very good. You look like a
Okay,
farm
yeah. So
animal.
my list, number one, spending time with loved ones. Number two, exchanging gifts. Three, watching Christmas movies. That's a perfect top three right there, by the way.
A great top three
It's a great top
that
three.
you could take that over everything else.
Four, ugly Christmas sweaters. Five, looking at lights. Six, Christmas cookies. I think I might flip five and six if I had to do it over again.
Looking at
Seven,
lights.
gingerbread house. Eight, decorate the Christmas tree. Nine, sing carols. And 10, write a letter to Santa. That's a perfect list, other than the 5-6 swap, but even then, that's just nitpicking.
It's a great list for
I
what you were
it,
able to craft from it.
if I would have known what the list was beforehand, I think I almost would have done it this exact way.
You
So
would have
I'm
done it really
happy.
close, but yeah.
I'm
Really
happy, Bob.
impressive. R
Very
not
happy.
happy. Very happy. I'm very impressed. Good
Beautiful.
job. You did it. Now it
Thank
gets
you.
you in the zone, you know? Now you'll be thinking about it.
Yeah, let us know some of your favorite Christmas activities in the season.
Funtivities.
The season of giving.
I don't know that song.
I can't
English one.
remember. It's like, I'm yours for the season. Something like that.
Well, if we're getting into it, our draft is actually not themed towards Christmas.
That's okay.
It is
We got three more eps.
this is Emily theme.
Ooh.
If you can take a guess at what the draft is, if it's Emily themed. Any ideas?
Favorite things that go on tacos?
No, but you're along the right line.
Favorite types of tacos?
No. It's
Food
food related.
cravings?
It's food related.
Food cravings?
No. It's Emily specific,
I
regardless of
don't.
not she's pregnant.
Okay, I don't know then.
It is the best soups slash chowder stew, whatever. So
Oh, this is on
you're
my list
taking a
of
team.
draft ideas.
Really? I had no idea, dude. I just was thinking about stuff and I asked her and she was like, I'm actually craving soup right now. And I went,
Dude,
Emily,
she's
you're a
always craving
genius. I
soups.
was like, you are a
When I was
genius.
there, she had one like
So
every day.
she does. She still has soup every day. She has it at
It's
least for lunch,
amazing.
if not after dinner. She's probably eating soup right now after her four tacos. Sorry, Emily. Didn't mean to call you out like that. It's the baby. The baby's hungry. So you got your top soups. And you can include chowders slash a stew if you want to, but soups, but it's a little looser because there's not a million options here.
Dude, here's the thing. There are a million options. I've got so many choices off the top of the dome, but I'm gonna take the number one pick.
You're gonna take the number one.
Because not only is it the most popular in America, probably, but it is my favorite soup, and I literally had my mom make it when she came out here to Colorado back in October, because it's fall. But it's also wintertime. You have it when you're sick. You have it when you're having a bad day. And that's chicken noodle soup.
A good homemade chicken noodle soup soothes the
With
soul.
the thick or the wide like egg noodles.
The egg noodles, some little
So
soft carrots,
good. Some
the
carrots, some
broth.
celery.
Just really good broth. Just will hit. It'll hit the spot anytime. Oh, just a little something like saltine crackers, some crackers with it or something. Just
Or
get
bread
sick.
dipped into it. I mean, I'm gonna say that about every single soup, dipping bread into it, but
Dipping bread, yeah.
yeah.
Oh, so good.
Okay, so you got the 2-3.
Really tough that, we all knew that chicken noodle should go on top because of its versatility.
Prowess.
There's
It's
just
prowess.
so many ways. You can do a little bit of spicy chicken noodle. You can do it with certain other vegetables, but you can always go back to it for anything. I'm a huge fan. Growing up, I was a huge fan of it, and I'll never say no to it. Never, ever. By itself, it's not the most glamorous, but I never eat it by itself. And that is like a tomato bisque tomato soup
Sure,
where
yeah.
you'd have a grilled cheese, with it, and you dip that with like a basil, like a tomato
It
basil soup.
it's a top three
It
soup.
is an incredible soup,
I
creamy
think
base when you make it right.
the soup by itself is solid, but you add a grilled cheese with it and it becomes top tier. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it
Yeah.
has to. It has to be up
Oh,
there. So
that sounds so good
that's
right now. I want to go make it right now.
I want a grilled cheese sandwich right now, like a sourdough grilled cheese with
Oh.
tomato soup. I just want to like soak it, just like let it sit in this and oh my gosh. That's very, very good.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Okay. Those feel obvious up there. This is where it starts to tone back on taste
Just
and what
yeah,
you
just
like.
gets to what your preferences are.
And I grew up with this in Washington. We had this a lot. Especially, it's a good warm soup to have when it's cold and dreary outside. It's a very northern thing, whether it's northeast or northwest. And Seattle has some of the best restaurants that make this. But that is a clam chowder.
Clam chowder.
And then
That's
incredible clam chowder. I'm a
That would have
creamy
been
soup
mine.
guy.
That's what
Very,
we
very
had
good.
at shout out to what we were talking about earlier, Moe's. That's what we had at Moe's was clam chowder.
Super, super, super good.
I see what you did there.
Get it?
A clam chowder is also great out of a bread bowl.
Like a Panera bread bowl.
And my next pick is I think those are the top three. If I were to just like, you ask me to name three soups, those are the first three I'm going to name. The next one I'm going to name is a broccoli cheddar.
Broccoli cheddar. It's not
Love
for
me a
everyone,
broccoli cheddar.
but a rich broccoli cheddar soup, when it's done right, it's up
Problem
there.
is, how do you spell broccoli?
Oh my gosh.
CCOLI.
BROCCOLI.
Okay.
Broccoli. BROCCOLI. I am a broccoli and don't know why.
Wow. Well, more like Brock Alley.
CARROT.
Alley Brock. Her.
Vegetables are healthy for you and me.
I
Ever
hate
heard that
this.
song before?
No,
That's from
don't like
Daddy. That's
it.
from Daddy Daycare. Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, I didn't watch that one. I just
Oh.
remember the scene where he looks up and there's poop dripping from the ceiling, and I'm like, nope.
He's like, I missed. He's like, what does that mean?
Missed.
I missed. Oh no.
What
And then
does
he's
that
like,
mean?
and the music's playing. Very good. Okay.
Yeah. Okay,
Well, what do you got?
so following up the broccoli cheddar is gonna be a chowder, and it's a potato corn chowder.
Corn chowder. Very good. Potato corn. We've got some versatile soups already on the board. Potato corn chowder. That sounds so
That's one
tasty.
of those ones that like warms your bones. You know what I mean?
Deep
Yeah,
down.
that hits me in my Idaho feels. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, Idaho.
You just feel like you're just like shivering, you're like, ooh.
And then
Ooh, that I just want
I eat some potato corn chowder, and I'm like,
to.
oh.
That was okay. Let's go with for my fourth pick. And Emily makes one of the best versions of this that I've had. She has some recipe that she does, and she uses like rubbed sage, and she uses some spices in there that are good. But that is a chicken tortilla soup.
Nice.
And
I
you do the
expected,
tortilla chips where you dip it, and
yeah.
it's just got the tomatoey,
For
but all the different
some reason,
vegetables.
it's not my favorite, but it is a very classically good soup. Like,
And down here, a lot of people make it really well.
it's not on my team because it's just not my preference, but it is 100% deserving of being on the
Oh,
starting
yeah.
roster. It's a
Yeah.
starting roster soup, no doubt.
Yeah. Super versatile. Got a lot on its plate.
It's just a tortilla soup.
Yeah, chicken tortilla soup.
Yeah, chicken
That's
tortilla.
what it is. Chicken tortilla. And now with my final pick, I have a couple routes to go with. It's really difficult.
This is actually your fourth pick, brother.
Oh. No. I went one, two,
You went.
three, four. Oh, you're right. You're right. Okay, cool. Okay, that gives me some room.
Yeah.
I was nervous for a little bit. Well then, in that case, I have room to move on that, and I'm gonna say one that's not everyone's favorite, but I really love it when it's done well. It can be done really horribly, but in the times that I've had it done well, and especially at fancier restaurants, it hits a really good spot because I'm a really big fan of grilled onions, and that is
Like a French onion?
a French onion soup with the
Yeah.
mozzarella, with the cheese melted on top, and it's kind of like
Yep.
crisped hard, and then it's just a really soft, good soup, and it's rich. Very good. But it has to be done right. That one is harder because it's not consistent.
Yeah, that one is it's got a lot more high and low to it.
Yeah.
But yeah. No, it's, I mean, I'm actually not surprised at all that you drafted it because you love onions and stinky
I
breath.
do love onions. Shut up.
So I've got my final two picks here, and I'm gonna go with a funny semi-famous bit, and that's a lobster bisque.
It's a little similar to a tomato bisque, but it's got that little light creaminess to it. It's not as
Yeah.
tomatoey, but it's still good.
You can do the grilled cheese with a lobster bisque, but you're not really making that one at home. You know, that's
Yeah.
when you're buying at a restaurant kind of thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
And because I think I know where you're going with your final pick, so I'm not going to take that. And I because I don't think you're taking it. And that's we actually just had this at my sister's, and shout out to I think it was Tiffany who made it. But that was a it's like the Zuppa Toscana. We just had
Yeah.
I don't love it all the time, but it was made really well with the like spicy pork sausage. It was pretty
No,
solid.
yeah.
But I'm gonna stay true to my Idaho bones. I took a potato and corn chowder, but I'm just gonna go with the classic potato soup,
Okay.
which is
Just a
different.
rich, a hearty potato
Like the
soup.
potato corn chowder is way more cheddary. It's thicker. It's a chowder. This is a potato soup with just your classic vegetables, but no meat. It's just potatoes.
Very hearty. I didn't have that a lot growing up, so.
My mom made it frequently.
Potatoes. Potatoes. Boil them, mash them, stick
Potatoes.
them in a stew. Okay, you're gonna be shocked by my fifth pick. It's not something you'd think about, but I have grown to love it.
Okay.
And you actually never eat it at home. You can't eat it from a can. You can only have it from a restaurant or if you home make it.
Okay.
It is actually an Asian twist on soup. You can get them in little containers as like when you first get to the restaurant and they give it to you as like a little side or a
An
starter.
egg drop?
It's an egg drop soup.
Nice. Great pick.
And this the restaurant that we have close by that Emily grew up on has the best egg drop soup I've ever had. And I never really was picky, but after having that, egg drop soup from other places sucks.
Egg
But
drop
that place is
soup
incredible.
when it's good is very good.
Yeah, this one doesn't have like little pieces of corn or anything else in it. It's
Yeah.
flavored perfectly, smooth. It's got the wisps of the egg. It's just so perfectly done. It's the only one, but I love it. I love eating. That's one of the few soups that I'm like, I'll have a lot of that.
Yeah, no, that's a great pick. Your team is very versatile.
I feel good about it. I feel good
You're
about this pick.
recapping Jeff. Oh, Jeff's got the hands behind the head. He's
I
chilling
feel
like a
great.
villain. Also, I'd feel
Oh.
great if I had a belly full of soup right now, is what I would feel.
Put some of these soups, a tomato with the grilled cheese.
Dude,
Oh,
I want that
give
so
me some
bad.
of that. Oh.
Jeff's team, he in his one spot he took a tomato bisque. That is definitely your captain of your team. Like that is
Oh,
your point
for sure.
guard. That is your
That's a
distributor.
hardcore
He
hitter.
is leading the
That's a
team.
Shohei Ohtani.
Then you got your clam chowder, which is like your bald dominant big man there, gonna get things done for you. Gonna take
Yeah.
over games. Then you got your chicken tortilla, which is like your shooting guard there, your
Yeah.
splash,
Yeah, splash,
little
little guy.
zest.
He's quick. He's quick on his feet.
Yeah. And then you got a French onion, which is like a solid power
It's like a
forward.
Boris. That's a Boris Diaw right
That's a
there. You know
Boris
what I mean? That's a Boris Diaw. If I've ever heard of a
Diaw.
soup that's a person, Boris Diaw.
Oh, that's
You
great.
know what I mean?
And then you finished up with your egg drop, which is like
Egg drop, which
your
is
wild card there, you know?
all in
Like
Morikawa.
some nights is gonna give you 24 and 10, and other nights is gonna give you 8. So
Yeah, give me five. Some nights it's gonna be really rough.
true.
Well, some nights I stay up catching up my back big thoughts. Bad luck.
Nice.
Yeah, thanks.
And then my team, I've got the classic. The goat, the
Had to be
chicken
chicken
noodle
noodle.
soup.
Had to be.
Had to be. And my two spot, I got the broccoli cheddar. It's fantastic. I love broccoli cheddars. I don't know if I've had too many or any bad broccoli cheddars.
Because when you're craving it, it's hard to mess up badly.
Yeah.
Unless you burn the cheddar somehow, which I
Yeah.
don't think it's hard to do that.
Then I got a potato corn chowder. Very classic hearty meal right there. And then I got a lobster bisque, which is, my attempt to compete with your tomato bisque, but just give me that kind of rounded out
That's
player there.
extra. It's like an extra. It's fancy.
Yeah.
It
And
is a fancy the lobster bisque.
as you say, is lobster bisques.
As you say, je ne sais quoi.
You say, ménage à trois?
Whoa, no, no, no,
Whoa,
no.
whoa! I heard it in the Katy Perry song, so it's not bad.
Oh, okay. That's
Yeah,
fair. Pop culture.
because I did one time kiss a girl and I liked it. So,
I do every day. I
yeah,
try to.
and I mean,
The taste of her cherry chapstick,
was
even though
my
it's not cherry,
teenage
it's.
dream. You know what I mean?
All right, you're fired. You're fired for that. Can't do that.
And then my final spot is the potato soup. So let us know in the comments whose team you like better. I think both teams are great. again, this speaks true. The more and more that we do these drafts, the more that I'm realizing we just have different tastes.
We just have very different styles of what you grow up, and just the preferences are
Yeah.
so
Which,
wildly
for
different.
having such similar like senses of humor and like interests in sports and likewise, we have very different tastes in terms of.
That's a testament of why we get along, because we have such varying points of view and like things that we consider important compared to each other, that it
Yeah.
works. Like you have the opposite
We have
ideas that
uniting
work.
core values and then varying
And then
ancillary
very
pieces.
different. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's good.
Crazy.
It's a good draft.
Yeah,
Well,
fun, simple, good
yeah.
one.
I legitimately had it on my list of draft ideas.
Sorry, I stole it.
Honorable mention, ramen.
See, and I had to exclude ramens as a soup, because I was like, ramen
Yeah.
feels like its own category, you know?
Right.
There's so many different ramens.
But
I'm like,
you could
I don't
sneak it
want to
in.
touch it. You
If
could.
we had a third player, I would have absolutely valued
Yeah,
that
we could
pick.
include that. I kept ramen out,
Yeah.
to be fair to ramen. Other honorable
Also,
mentions, like a minestrone. There's a really good
Zuppa
minestrone out there, like a,
Toscana.
yeah.
You got your black-eyed pea soups.
One that Emily really likes
What
is
is it
a
called?
it's a lasagna soup. Really good.
Oh,
Really good.
yeah, great
It hits the
call.
spot. I just said felt like there was too much tomato going on, so I was like, oh, let's back off the tomato.
Yeah, no, great shout though. It's a
But
good one.
that one's very good. I should know my soups by now, having been with Emily. And we left off most soup, like beef stew or like a country vegetable with beef,
It's true.
you know?
Shout out to Margie and the worst soup that I've ever had.
Oh no.
A steak soup. And I don't know if it was just the way my mom made it, but she blended up a steak.
Blended?
Yes. It was
What do you mean?
awful.
Like sh like tiny shredded pieces of meat, like little tiny pieces. Oh,
Yeah.
what kind of
Something
texture
about
was
it.
that?
It was that's the problem. The
That
texture was
sounds
straight
horrible.
garbage. Yeah, it was
It's
so
just
bad.
like it's like stringy fibers.
Yes, it was awful.
Ugh.
And another one that I don't necessarily enjoy is a Russian borscht or borscht.
Borscht, yeah.
Borscht. Ugh.
Not a fan.
Ugh. Yeah,
This.
exactly. Then you
Not a
got
fan.
your like Southwest like chicken barley type soups or
Yeah.
whatever they're called. So those are pretty solid, but yeah. I like me some
Yeah.
corn in my chowder and
Quite a
potatoes and
list.
cheddar. It's good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well,
Very
thanks for
good
the
list.
draft. Thanks for the draft, Jeff. And also nice flannel you got going on there, brother.
It's been comfy. Honestly, now it's getting cold. I feel comfy, and I can actually wear it inside.
It's real nice.
You know, and it's got the green going. It just fits. It fits the vibe.
I thought it would look good on you.
You're right. I have to have the white shirt underneath that, because if I button this up, it feels too like. I don't love it when it's showing my hairs up here.
I wear sweatshirts
You wouldn't know
underneath
what
it a
that's
lot of
like.
times. I would not. I'm a
I
naked
don't have
mole
enough
rat.
thin sweatshirts. My sweatshirts are too big that like it would like feel like I'm. Like my tie, I'm like, oh, I can't breathe.
Well, in Colorado, you need that sometimes because it is current. I guess
Yeah, first.
it's 40 degrees right now, but
Fair. It will be much colder.
yeah. And as I will be playing disc golf tomorrow morning at 32 degrees, I'll have a grand
Oh,
old time.
freezing.
Yeah.
Why
Well,
don't
thank you
we
for
have fun?
listening to the Left Hand Backhand Podcast. Let us know if you think Jeff's baby's going to be a boy or a girl.
Oh, yeah. Vote it up.
And vote on our teams. Let us know in the comments. As always, we appreciate you for listening. Thank you for being a part of this journey with us. We're very thankful here at the Left Hand Backhand Podcast as we enter this thankful season of the year. We want to make sure that we show our appreciation for each and every one of you. And Jeff, I'll pass to you for the final word, brother.
That was really graceful. I don't think I can top that. So, you know, I want to end on just be grateful, gratitude at its finest, like Lincoln was saying. So, let's just all remember.
Left is up.